Salim Kareem, we have 16, 17 minutes left for the Q&A, so let us fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, if it's sunnah to shave off the baby girl's hair on the 7th day, or can a little bit be cut out as well and not shave?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be the best and the most beloved to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla in the entire universe. Chapter 3, verse 31. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you really love Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, fattabi'uni, then follow me, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immaculately. For the actions Mubarak, the Quran uses the word ittiba. For the speech Mubarak, Allah uses the word ita'a. Ati'ullah wa ati'ur rasul. Ati'ullah wa rasul. Everywhere you will find it in the Quran Sharif like that. So what happens then? Yuhbibkumullah. You become the beloved of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Wa yaghfir lakum zunubakum. And Almighty Allah will forgive you your sins. So that is what we need to understand here, that it is sunnah that on the 7th day, today is Wednesday, so now today the baby is born. So for example, last night is already Wednesday, today is Wednesday, then next week Tuesday, that it is sunnah for boy or girl. In the fiqh kitabs is written, halqu shar, you must shave of all the hair, walau untha, even if it is a baby girl, and that is sunnat an-nabawiyyah. So just to cut little bit and so forth is our pride and arrogance. Therefore, there's a hadith in Ibn Majah, wherein Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about the people who perform Hajj and Umrah. Rahimallahu al-muhalliqin, al-muhalliqin, al-muhalliqin. You the man, you should shave your hair. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua thrice for those people who shave the hair, the men we are talking about. Then they said, wal muqassirin, the master alayhi salam made dua once only. If you study all the hadith in Ibn Majah, it is mentioned the pride has become the impediment for that person not to shave the hair. For women to shave the hair, not babies now, women is haram to shave the hair. The hadith is mentioned, and to cut the hair also is not permissible. To shave the hair, totally haram. Hadith in Sunan Nasai, authentic hadith, Naha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an tahliq al mar'atu ra'saha, for a woman to go and shave her hair, totally haram. Yes, you cut your hair, ladies, after you perform Umrah, after you perform Hajj, you just cut 1 inch, and you do that in your room, not in front of the strange man. You don't have to wait for your husband or father or brother. You just do so in the confines of your room, provided you have completed all the actions of Umrah or Hajj time, that you have pelted and your hadi, your damme shukr is done. Everything is done, is only cutting of the hair. Innamat taqsiru ala nisa. So that is taqsir. So qasr, you just cut 1 inch to come out and release yourself from ihram. But for the baby, the newborn, then definitely it's sunnah. And after that, the hadith says that you must take za'afran and saffron, mix it with water also if you want nowadays, and then apply it on the head of the baby. The hadith in Abu Dawood, Mishkat Sharif, wan nasu ana ghafilun, the people have abandoned the sunnah mubarakah for nowadays. How many people, when I tell them, they say, we got 5 children, 10 grandchildren, we never even knew of these things. So therefore, our aim is to come on any radio station that belongs to the Muslims, and we will educate the ummah. That is our function and our job. Innama bu'istu mu'allima, that we have been sent as a teacher, Nabi alayhi salatu salam said. So we must follow that. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib rahimahullah, for 11 years he came on Radio Pakistan from 1954 to 65, and he never took a cent. Alhamdulillah, all these radio stations we do, Radio Ansar and Sirius FM, we don't take a cent. Voice of the Cape, I did for them 13 years, never took a cent. So with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, walau kariyal hasidun. So that is what Islam teaches us, educate the people, and it will, inshallah, bring them closer to the truth, and in that way there we don't have to fear anybody.
Mufti Sahab, where is it mentioned that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the one who imitates another nation is not of us?
The hadith is authentic. He Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith is mentioned in Abu Dawood, Musnad Ahmad, Man tashabbaha biqawmin fawa minhum. Whosoever imitates a people and a nation is part and parcel of them. And if you read the Quran Sharif, you will find similar. Chapter 5, verse number 51. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la tattakhidhu al-yahuda wa al-nasara awliya. Ey iman walo, O you who believe, 89 different places, do not take the Jews and the Christians, remember, to be your friends and your protectors. Ba'duhum awliya ubad, that they are the friends of one another, protectors one another. See in Gaza, see in Syria, the Jutlas are attacking, the Americans are attacking, the Munafikin, Erdogan and Turkey is attacking. So yesterday we sent it out, Erdogan belonged to the Freemasons and so forth. So all this, therefore, I told you all, you must be very careful. Just follow any Pied Piper blindly and so forth. And because people get free tickets from the government, they just go like this type of mufatiyas. What else you can say? Quran Kareem states, you must remember, chapter 5, verse 51, وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. Whoever befriends them, so remember that, the Jews, Christians, non-Muslims, for innahum minhum, you become part and parcel of them. This is Quran, and then you come to Sunnah Mubarakah, and we mention the sources to you, and all the muhaddithin scholars say it is sahih and authentic hadith.
Mufti Sahab, I need to know, is my husband allowed in Sharia to finance a vehicle by the bank for business purposes and not for leisure?
If you go to a commercial bank and then they will tell you the vehicle is 200,000-300,000 rand, and then the interest finance charges another 100,000 rand, so you will be guilty of getting involved in an interest-related transaction. You know what the Quran Sharif teaches us, chapter 2, surah 2, surah Baqarah, verses 275 to 279. Quran uses the word وَحَرَّمَ الرِّبَى. Allah has made riba, interest, usury, viage, sood, call it whatever you want to, absolutely, totally haram. If you don't listen, you look for loopholes, you look for shortcuts, then chapter 2, verse 279, فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَعَلُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. If you don't listen, then remember, be prepared for a war against Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now people came from the back door. They want to legalize riba and interest, and they call it Islamic bank or Sharia banking and so forth. And then they got the Maulvis and they got the sheikhs and the muftis and so forth, and say Sharia compliant. We dare against this. The most senior ulama in India, Pakistan, they made it very clear. My ustad, Mufti Taqi, Mufti Rafiz ustad, Hazrat Mohana Salimullah Khan Sahib, dead against all this. When he came to South Africa, he told me to write a fatwa in English and then they will send it there to the Al Farooq, the magazine, and they'll publish it. Whether they published it or not, I don't know. But he was dead against it, and they wrote a book also against it. And he told Mufti Taqi, I'm not happy with what you are doing. And his ustad of theirs, remember that. And Mufti Muhammad Saeed Palanpuri, rahimahullah, so he was dead against it, and so forth. So these are the seniors. The hadith in Ibn Hibban teaches us, Al-Baraka ma'a akabirikum. You follow your akabir, like Mufti Shafi'i Sahib, rahimahullah, Hazrat Mawlana Salimullah Khan Sahib, and all of them. These are personalities we have met, and we know what they stood for, and so forth and so on. So therefore, today when you corner them, they say, no, Mufti Taqi said like that. But Mufti Taqi himself became a millionaire with all these type of things here. So therefore, we dead against these halal logos and the so-called Sharia compliant. All that are haram. They're making you a fool, and it's not permissible.
Uftisab, if a lady is in haze for the entire trip to Makkah and Medina due to being a short trip and she doesn't have an opportunity to perform Umrah before returning home, she does offer a dam. But will it become a Qaza Umrah that she has to perform the next time she returns to Makkah?
Let's give it a practical example. Let's say they went to Medina Munawwara first, and then from Medina Munawwara they went to Makkah. She made intention for Umrah, but then she did not get Pak and Tahira. It was just there for 2-3 days or so forth, because they said a short trip, and she was all the time in a menses. So now to release herself from a menses, she had to cut her hair. She cut it herself, it's fine. And thereafter, this is how the sequence should follow. First, cut your hair to come out of the haram. Second, you slaughter a goat or a sheep there in Makkah or Mina. Where will you obtain these animals? Just go outside Makkah and you tell any taxi person that is Kudai, and you just point there, Zabah, Zabah. They all know the animals are there, the goat, sheep, all of them are there, and then you make sure it is slaughtered in front of you. These guys also are characters, they are half of them. They will tell you, yes, yes, and they'll collect the money, and that one animal, they'll take money from 2-3 people and then slaughter it. So they must slaughter it in front of you, give it out to the poor people and so forth. So that is what needs to be done. And then qaza of that umrah is compulsory. And because you did not perform the umrah, wa timmul hajj wal umrah lillah, so yes, anytime in future when you go back, you have to make qaza of the umrah. He habibuna rasul Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the 6th year when they went, then the enemies, they prevented them. That time Khalid bin Walid was not Muslim, Abu Sufyan was not Muslim. Subsequently they embraced Islam. They prevented the Master alayhi salam, 1400-1500 Sahaba, to perform the Umrah, and that led to the Sulah and the peace treaty of Hudaybiyah, nowadays called Shumaysiyah. And in the 7th year, during the month of Zulqa'dah, this was in the 6th year, in the month of Zulqa'dah, 1 year after that, they came and performed the Umratul Qadha, the same 1400-1500 people. So from there also you can deduce that Umrah Qadha will be compulsory.
Is there any ayat in the Quran that prevents one from listening to music?
My brother, the first thing is this: when you say you're a Muslim, what do you say? You say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. So we don't only believe in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. With that, we have to believe in the Master, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So if you say, where in the Quran? So I'm asking you, where in the Quran is it mentioned? I'm going just now 2-3 minutes time for Fajr Salat. Where is it mentioned? We must read 2 rakat Fajr Salat, Zuhur, Asr, Isha, 4 rakats, Maghrib, 3 rakats. Where is it mentioned? You are a brother. Where is mentioned you must be circumcised in the Quran? I can give you 100,000 examples like that, brother. The Quran Sharif gives us a law. Chapter 59, verse number 7. Chapter 59, Surah Hashr, verse number 7. وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. And remember, whatever the Master alayhi salatu salam brought and commanded you to do, فَخُذُوهُ, take it and accept it. وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. And whatever Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibits you from it, you must abstain from it. Chapter 59, verse number 7. I'm giving you 3 books' name. I have all 3, and every one is a masterpiece. When I met Sheikh Albani, Nasruddin Albani, Rahimahullah, in Amman, in Jordan, so I told him, Sheikh, fi JBA, $1,000, I have $1,000 in my pocket. I don't want to spend it. I do cheer him up, you know. I say, you must give me books, ya Sheikh. So he laughed and smiled, like, you know, he was so sick, but it made him laugh a little bit. So, with Allah's help and so forth. So he told that Khadim, give him this book. So he gave me a masterpiece book. Every alim, every student should have a copy. Tahreemu Alati Turb. That the musical instruments are totally haram, and he proved it from 6 authentic ahadith and so forth. There are Quranic verses also. Wastafziz manista ta'ata minhum bisotik. You go, O Satan, Lucifer, and incite people with your voice. So the voice of Satan, Shaitan, Lucifer is what? Is music. So remember, and you want clear-cut ahadith, so go read Tahreemu Alati Turb by Sheikh Nasruddin Albani, rahimahullah. I met him. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib, rahimahullah, passed away 10 Shawwal in the year 1976. I studied in his madrasa, Darul Uloom. We met him several times. So you must remember, he was the Mufti Azam of Pakistan, one of the greatest jurors produced by Indo-Pak, remember. And I told you that he was on the radio. And don't come tell me that radio was 100% Sharia, 90%, 80% upside down, you know, the government stations and so forth. So you must remember that. So Quran teaches us chapter 17, and that is Surah Bani Israel, verse 64. Wastafziz man istata'ta minhum bisawtik. Chapter 17, verse 64. Islam or Musiki. So that is, you must remember, the title of the book in Urdu. So one Arabic, one Urdu. English, Slippery Stone by Khalid Baig, B-A-I-G. A masterpiece, very good book. I'm very impressed with it. And my one family member got married to the Baig family. So I contacted them. I asked them, does Khalid Baig, who's he? He said, yeah, it's our family. I said, when Baig comes here, you better tell me. I want to meet him. That's a very good book, Slippery Stone, regarding music and instruments. All haram, your Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood, and all this from India, Pakistan, all from India, from America, London, UK, all haram, all this music and so forth. And if you say it's halal, then you will leave the fold of Islam, remember, for rejecting Quranic verses and ahadith mutawatira. Allah forbid. Allah protect us from all these fitnas. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.